Your speaker is Garland Robinson. We're going to talk about today the source of defilement. What is it that really defiles a person? We're going to take our text in Matthew chapter 15, and we're going to begin to read in verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said unto them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And in verse 10 we read, that he called the multitude and said, "Hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man." Then came his disciples and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Then Peter said unto him, "Declare unto us this parable." And Jesus said, "Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth into the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man." Some believe one is defiled by the fact that they're simply born. You remember how the disciples saw a man that was born blind? And we read in John chapter 9 in verse 1 and 2 that his disciples asked Jesus, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Of course, the Lord answered that it was neither this man nor his parents. Others believe that one is defiled by what he eats, and that's what we read here in this text in Matthew chapter 15 in verses 1 to 20. But what is the real source of one's corruption or their defilement? Well, notice the background of this text here in Matthew 15. Some scribes and Pharisees had come to Jesus and asked his disciples why they violated the tradition of the elders. The Lord's disciples, you remember, had broke tradition of the day by not washing their hands before they eat. Well, that, the Lord said, is simply a tradition. That's a tradition of the Jews. It wasn't a law bound by God. And you know, friend, it's so easy today for a tradition to become thought of as law if we're not careful. I once heard about a newly married couple where the husband asked his new bride why she always cut off the end of the roast before she put it in the pan and cooked it. She said, that's the way my mother always did it. And so when they inquired of her mother why she cut off the end of the roast before she cooked it, the mother said, that's the way my mother taught me to do it. But when they checked with the grandmother and asked, "Why do you always cut the end of the roast off?" The grandmother said, when we first got married, we didn't have a pan that was large enough to fit the roast, and so we had to cut it off in order to cook it. Well, you can see how a tradition is kind of handed down and becomes thought of as the way to do a thing. It becomes actual law with them when it's not really a point of God. It's not a law of God. It's not a tradition that God established, but rather it's a tradition of man. So traditions are easy to get started and become law if we're not very careful. The scribes and Pharisees were concerned about what they thought was the law of God, when in fact it was only their tradition they were concerned about. They paid attention to their own way of doing things and ended up breaking the law of God because they didn't take care of their parents as they should. They ignored the real genuine law of God, while instead they paid close attention to their simple tradition. Notice the condition of these scribes and Pharisees here that is spoken of by Jesus. In verse 7 he says, "Ye hypocrites." A hypocrite is one who pretends to be one thing when they're actually something else. He is an actor in a play. He portrays the character of someone that is not really him. It's not his real person at all. His pretense may be on purpose. That is, he knows what he's doing, and he actually then seeks to perform other things to make you think that he is someone else. And it may be there are occasions where an individual actually believes what they're doing, and yet it's still a tradition. He honestly believes what he's doing is correct or right, and actually feels good about it, but it's not established according to the Scriptures and the way God would have him to go. Perhaps we read about some like this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23, when the Lord revealed that not everyone that saith unto him, "Lord, Lord," would go to heaven, but those who would do the will of God, those are the ones going to heaven. And there were those who said, "Well, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" Here were some that were genuine in what they were doing. They honestly believed they were supplying service unto the Lord. But the Lord said, "Depart from me, I never knew you." So here these scribes and Pharisees gave mouth and lip service to the Lord, but Jesus pointed out the fact that their heart was not in it. Look in verse 8 of Matthew 15. He said, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." What does he say? He says their worship was vain. They were teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. In verse 9, "But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." That is, the things they taught and were so careful to perform and demand that others obey were their own commandments, the commandments of men, the laws of men, not the commandments nor the laws of God. And because of that, their doctrine would not stand. It was not approved of God, and it was going to be exposed. Look in verse 13 here of Matthew 15. "But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up." Friend, worldly tradition or tradition of family or rituals and things that are proposed by man himself, they will not survive. They're not going to grow and bring forth fruit unto God because they will be rooted up. They're not founded in God's Word. Here he says these leaders were blind themselves, blind to the truth, blind to real acceptance with God, and they were leading those who were likewise blind and not following God's pattern. Here we read in Matthew 15, verse 14, "Let them alone," Jesus said. "They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." They and those who followed them would both come to naught. They would not stand in the judgment day. Notice here that Jesus gives the real source of a person's defilement. What goes into the mouth, he says, that's not what defiles a man. Notice verse 11 of Matthew 15. "Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth. That's what defiles the man." Then in verse 17, "Do not ye understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught?" Here he's talking about one's disposition, his attitude or character and manner of life. One's sorry attitude and outlook on life is not affected by what he eats. When we eat a hamburger or a French fry, when we eat some cornbread or whatever it is we like and we eat, that doesn't affect our attitude and outlook on life. That doesn't cause us to curse and to swear. That's not why we do those kind of things. We do not become liars and thieves. We don't fornicate and commit murder and curse God and blaspheme by what we eat. So it's not what goes into the mouth that makes us who we are. One is not wicked or a defiled person because of what we eat. However, Jesus is not considering in this text, of course, substances that are sinful and wrong in and of themselves, such as alcohol or drinking, smoking and drugs. All of those kind of things are sinful and wrong from the word go. He's not considering and talking about, well, that everything we take down our mouth and in our throat and swallow is appropriate and right. That's not the point. He's obviously speaking of things that are right and wholesome in themselves that bring nourishment to our bodies. He said that's not why a person is defiled. Wickedness and evil things are always wrong. But what comes out of the mouth, Jesus said, that's what defiles the person. Again, verse 11, that which cometh out of the mouth, this defiles a man. But those things, in verse 18, which proceed out of the mouth, cometh forth from the heart, he said. That's what defiles the man. The heart, or the mind, controls what comes out of our mouth. Not the food that we eat, or the germs that may be on it, the bacteria in it. We read in Matthew 12:34-35. Jesus said, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. In Luke 6:45 we read, A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. That's why we're told back in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. When the heart is not controlled, it is capable of great wickedness. It is said in Proverbs 6:18 that the Lord hates an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. The heart of the wicked is little worth, Proverbs 10 and verse 20. Jeremiah 17:9 reads, The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The heart is capable of even reasoning and thinking. We're told in Acts 8:22, the sorcerer who was converted and then went back to his old way of life, he was told to repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Friend, your heart, your disposition, your outlook, that's what defiles a person. It causes one to speak wicked and evil things. It causes one to imagine evil and wickedness and then perform the doing of it. But friend, you need to understand the heart can be changed. The heart can be turned if it will turn to God and repent of its wickedness and obey the Lord. Won't you obey the Lord today? You can be saved by obeying the gospel. If you truly believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, you can repent of your sins. The Lord said, except you repent, you're going to all perish, Luke 13 and verse 3. We are to confess faith in Christ. Now, we don't confess that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us, but we confess Jesus, that He is the Christ, the Son of God. And then being immersed into water, we can be forgiven of our sins washed away in the precious blood of the Lamb. Saul was told, Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, Acts 22 and verse 16. You then can live faithful all the days of your life and go to heaven when you die. We thank you for joining us today and hope that you'll be with us again next time. This has been Garland Robinson.